Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. You're here on your Motivational Monday with Mary Geffro and Peter Noe. We're located in the state of California, and we're coming to you live, bringing you motivation. Peter has some wonderful training for us, but before we do that, I have a few announcements to keep us all informed of what's coming down the pike and to be a part of it. The first thing is we do have our Beamer Saturday happening this Saturday, December 14th. And you're going to want to log in for that. That is Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We also put on your calendars, January 11th is another Saturday event, and they are going to be having a new, just a new way of unveiling it. So the Beamer Saturdays that we have had nationwide in this past year, that format is going to change for the January 11th. And what I do know is that it will be broadcast live from Carlsbad corporate office. It, again, will be 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And there are going to be different so-called watch party events all over the United States, some as large as, 200 to 300 people at an event venue. And I do know that the first hour of that event is specifically set for you to invite guests to attend the event and learn about Beamer. The other thing that I want to bring to people's attention is that I am having a Beamer Academy in Palm Springs, California, February 28th and 29th. So for all of you that live in the cold, snowy areas of the United States, come on down and come to our Beamer Academy. If you know of anybody that lives in the area, let them know so we can get that filled up. Also happening next year is our national convention happening in Dallas, May 7th through the 9th. I believe that on Thursday, the 7th, they are going to have a full day of training and different topics so that you can choose the topic that you're most interested in, maybe even attending all of the trainings of that day. And then Dallas in May is followed by Liechtenstein. That's the American International training that's going to be happening in Liechtenstein in July, and I believe the dates are 5th through 12th. So get your calendars filled up with all those wonderful Beamer events, and we're going to go ahead and start the show. Peter, I'm going to let you take over with your wonderful words of wisdom today.
Okay. Good morning, Mary, and good morning, Motivational Monday, to all our Beamerians today. I hope everyone had an amazing week and an amazing weekend. We had a lot of rain here this week here in Southern California, and that all means everything is just washing and cleaning away. And it's actually really so exciting to hear all these new announcements, Mary, from literally Beamer, from Albert Bosch, as everybody in the Beamer family, I know that you're already feeling all this excitement happening. I know that you're seeing all this growth happening. And what Albert Bosch is really, really doing now is just really getting everyone excited to see that there's plans ahead. There is things happening. There is experiences and a lot of wisdom and building momentum, which Beamer is getting ready to start building now already towards 2020. And every event, every webinar, every call-in, everything that Beamer is doing today, even down to the new 90-second video that Beamer is developing, it's just all simple ways to expose our Beamer messaging. And I'm so excited about this, and it's actually very exciting to talk about it on a Monday morning to motivate you, because at the end of the day, what is motivation? Motivation is growth. So if you know you're feeling growth, if you're hoping to grow, if you want to grow, then it's always awesome to be part of a growing community. And that kind of leads me up to today, because I have a few really good topics that I like to touch on today, as we're going towards literally the end of 2019. Can everyone really believe that we are almost at the end of the year? Literally in 16 days will be Christmas. So it kind of goes into this topic of reflection right now, as we're going to start this morning. And, you know, I can go back to the last 12 months where Claudia and I were literally sitting in a beach. I believe it was this time in Hawaii with our friends. And, you know, going back 12 months ago, I really reflected on what did Peter want? What was Peter really looking for the next year? And last year, we really, towards this time, it was Claudia, Amanda, and I that were planning on to hit OM, TM, and group leader. And we really did it towards the end of this year, and we all hit it towards the New Year's, literally starting 2019 together. And from that goal on, it was really my vision to really just balance out my life. And I really wanted to focus on literally in 2019 to develop and work so much closer with my team, so much closer with my management team, so much closer in developing and moving and working with all our new people to develop them. And as the Beamer really just grew last year, you know, 2019 was really a year, as I'm reflecting back, of so many changes, so many adjustments, so many new things that came out, and we're probably realizing what works and what doesn't work for you. So as we're going to talk about today to motivate you, I really wanted to talk about reflection, and I want to find out you today as a Beamerian, what motivates you? So let's go back and reflect. How was your year this year? I'm sure everyone that purchased a Beamer or got on a Beamer the first time this year, I can almost guarantee that you're feeling better. I can almost guarantee that you're looking better because you're feeling better. Now, when you appreciate that, what's happening to you, let's go back and reflect on maybe your timing. Who did you wanted to see this year that you couldn't see? You know, where did you really want to go this year that you couldn't go? Or who did you want to meet that you couldn't meet? Or what did you want to learn that you couldn't really learn? And reflect on that towards the end of the year, because I want you to motivate yourself next year in 2020, okay, with a new lifestyle. And I call this really the BLD lifestyle, which we'll get into, which is the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because, you know, as I've learned how to adjust my life, because there's so many things going on in everybody's life. And I understand. I get it. Okay? Especially, I always say this, I always give it up to the mothers in the business, because there's so much responsibilities in the daily routine, you know, from not only taking care of yourself, your children, your family, priorities in the household, jobs, deadlines. So I always wonder, how do we get all this time to actually, where do we get all this time to fit in all the things that we want to do? And if we don't know how to balance it out or compartmentalize it or simplify the priorities, we can always kind of get lost in translation or kind of get lost. So, you know, so for the first topic, really, you know, if you can get out a pencil or pen today on this paper, there's going to be three topics I really like to talk about. But the first one, again, reflection. What would you like to reflect on for 2019? Write down a few things, okay? And as I'm sitting here today in 2019, I'm already planning my 2020. And there's only a few goals, really, that I would love to achieve for myself. And if I can share it with everyone in the Beamer world, then that is my motivation for you, or that's my motivation for myself to grow. And every year now, looking back, we can do this together. And it's so exciting that, number one, we're in Beamer, okay? And when we're in Beamer, again, another topic we'll talk about is we're giving energy. So as we have energy, we buy back more time. As we have more time, we can give more energy to people. So that will be another topic. So if you write down those wish lists, reflect on the things. Go back and visualize in the next 12 months, what would you like to achieve? So I'll probably say it on this blog talk this morning. For myself, and my goal literally by next year, by convention, is to hit OD plus. And why do I say that? It's because that's my own motivational factor growth, and I'm living the lifestyle every day. I call it the BLD to get me there. Now, for the last 2 weeks, as we started our Monday Motivational Blog Talk, I wanted to really just gather and get our community together, but to share this lifestyle that I've been living and that I've been sharing with my team. And it's called the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And as you've been following this for the last 2 weeks, the first week we really talked about, what do you put in your brain? What are you building during breakfast that is helping you? And after that, once you find that out, you can change that every single morning. And once you find that out, what are you doing during lunch to leverage yourself? Meaning, what are you doing to leverage the Beamer, leverage your team, leverage your sponsor, leveraging skills? So if you wrote that down on the second week. And today I really will open up the calls and see what people have learned during lunch and how to leverage. And going into today's last word is called dinner. So it stands for D for dinner. So if you can write that down, what are you doing every day for dinner, during dinner times, after you lift your breakfast and lunch? And dinner to me stands for duplication, okay? So as I build myself during breakfast, as I leverage or make calls during lunch, what am I doing during dinner to bring the people there? So as everybody can see, during dinner times, there's usually events in the evening, right? Meaning there could be Beamer community events, Beamer meetings. Also, events could be webinars, right? Webinars is a system that either the team creates. We have regional directors that are doing webinars constantly. We have George Veronis that's doing webinars weekly. And those are called duplication systems. So every day when you're plugging into those systems and you're bringing your team to plug into those systems, you're actually building a lifestyle. So if you can balance out your daily priorities to just three different things that you're doing, and the magic number is really three. A lot of things, you don't have to do much more than you have to, but if you write down what are you doing during the days and what is the top three priorities in your business, in your family, in your health. If you can really break all that down and you can give it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 15 minutes each time and really work at it and systemize it and live it, you can see every day how much more simpler and much more flow your life gets into, okay? So I want to ask everybody today for next week's homework, what are you really doing for dinner and what are you duplicating? What are you plugging into and are you sharing that? So the name of the game in any network marketing or not network marketing, any direct sales, okay? If you're in this industry, the word duplication, what does that really mean? Duplication means really doing something that others are duplicating or others can copy or do the same thing you're doing to achieve the same results with or without you. So perfect example, if I sponsored Mary and Mary's my brand new person and we're duplicating each other, meaning that she's building the same thing and learning, she's leveraging the same people and we're duplicating, we're showing up to the same webinars and the same events and we're learning the proper demo together. Are we all doing the same thing without construing the messaging, or are we learning how to talk the same way, show the same videos that way? And that's why it's so important. As you can notice, Beamer, every video, every marketing piece, everything they do, it always looks the same. The messaging is always the same, meaning we always talk about oxygen, moving oxygen, nutrients, detox. We're not making no claims. We're all being compliant. That is part of duplication. So if we can all learn together during the dinner time what we're doing every day and just notice what you're doing, okay, every day. And as for myself, every week during dinner time, I know that within a seven-day period, I always have at least 2 to 3 nights, evenings during dinner time that I'm going out to network, going to an event, or I'm on a webinar. So that is already on my daily schedule. So I'd like to find out next week, what are you doing for dinner for duplication, okay? So I hope you enjoyed just the simple BLDs in the last 3 weeks. As now moving towards 2020, we would really develop and dwell on those topics and really get participation in it. And I'd just like to see our community grow, okay? Literally grow from the simple steps. And I share this with my friends, and they're like, wow, Peter, this is so simple. I go, yes, it is really simple to live this lifestyle once you know this lifestyle. And if once you can teach this, I can assure you your teams will find how simple it is to live a building lifestyle or a BLD. So now going into the next topic is really I've been really using this as a selling point. And the reason why I want to talk about it now is because we'll open up the lines later very soon and get a lot of participation going and what we're learning. But this is a very, very hot topic right now because we're going towards the end of the year and people are so busy and burned out. And the magic word here is energy, okay? Energy. And as you're going through the holidays, I want you to pay attention to people's energy. Why people talk, they don't talk about it, but people are tired. They're either mentally tired, physically tired, or financially tired. And you can see it in people's energy, in their face, in their posture, the way they walk. And the reason why now I want to talk about it so much is when you know that people don't have energy, you can understand that they don't have time. So most people always talk about, I don't have time. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time for this person. I don't have time to think about this, or I don't have time. But what are they really saying? They're really saying they don't have time. They don't have energy. Because if you don't have, you can't manage time because time is not manageable. But you can only manage your energy. And if you don't have energy, you can't do anything. Does that make sense, everyone? So every time now when I actually do a demo, before I even do a demo, I like to get to know the person I'm demoing by asking them just simple questions. And the first thing I ask them is, how much energy do you have? And what do you understand if you don't have energy, that you don't have time? So So let's talk about what really matters. Sometimes it's not even the health, because obviously if you don't have energy, you might not be that healthy. So if you can paint a picture on that, and then now, once I can understand that you don't have energy and you don't have the time to do the things you do, then I'd like to find out how much is that worth to you, or how much is your time worth to you? Now, for a student, time could be worth a lot because they have a lot of energy. But for someone, a baby boomer who's retired that doesn't have that much energy, they don't have a lot of time left. So their time might be so valuable. Does that make sense? So if it's so valuable, then how much is your health worth? So if we're going to sell something, I'm going to sell people energy, because really the Beamer, in 8 minutes, we're really giving people energy. With 8 minutes, without you being a magician, without being a physicist or anything, we're actually just pressing a button and we're giving that energy to someone else. When we're giving that energy to someone else, we're giving people time. When we're giving people time, they value your technology in a sense, because now when someone gets that, they're going to think back and go, wow, this 8-minute thing gave me this, and if it keeps on giving me this forever, as long as I lay on it, this is much more what I can do. So if we can paint people that, the option of what time will give people, because now they have energy, the value of the Beamer really just goes sky high. Now they're not even talking about money anymore. Now we're not even talking about how much it costs. Now we're really talking about what is the potential now, what I can do when I have time, because Peter gave me energy, because Mary gave me energy, because Susan gave me energy, okay? So we as Beamerians, we're literally giving the world back energy now. And if we can do this in the most fun way, in the most planned way, in the most structured way, how to live our lifestyle. And again, my goal every day, everyone, is really to do 3 demos, 3 people, okay, 3 new people. And if you can't do that, don't worry. Do 1, but save or help that 1. Educate that 1 person really on how to buy back time. And the only way to really do it is through energy. And I hope everyone today, that is our word of the day, is really get motivated through energy. Okay, so I hope that helps. We're going to go open up the lines now, Mary. For everyone, last week, if you want to just chime in, tell us what you've learned about your lunch last week. Who did you leverage last week? Or what did you just like to add on? We're going to open up the lines right now for everyone. And press 1.
Wow, that was beautiful. So I just want to interject,
Mary.
When you said we are giving people energy and we're giving them time, I just think about all the people that have been using the Beamer and talking about not just the time that they're getting through the energy, but the quality of the time that they have. And as an example, when someone gets home from work, you know, they're at work all day thinking, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And they get home and they have no energy to do it. So they end up just sitting in front of the TV and watching TV, not doing anything. But with this energy equating to time, it's quality of time. And people talk about how they end up, you know, starting to clean their house instead of, you know, sitting down at the TV and eventually starting to walk, and how everything improves one day at a time by just that, giving people energy. So we do have a caller here. I'm going to go ahead and unmute. Area code 805, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, everybody, on Beamer Blog Talk Radio. Mary, I'm so excited. I'm all over myself. This is Jan Hoff in Paso Robles, and I was at the Academy over the weekend. I'm almost in tears here. It's just what a beautiful company. Energy, giving time. That is, this was so valuable this morning. Thank you. And I hope I've shared yesterday about people being on Blog Talk, gave out the number. And I hope those people are on this morning because what you talked about was so wonderful and beautiful. The three people that I went to Academy with and took with me, it took us almost 6 hours to get home last night, but I asked them what they took away, what was their most important thing that they took away from the weekend. And Mary, I have to tell you that my Judy said, you helping us understand the B-Box was the most important thing to her over the weekend. We thank you so, so much. And
aww,
Brooks, So Brooks, she said the people there, we're all on one team and everybody is trying to help each other. And everything that we went through over the weekend was just to help us. It wasn't about selling, it was about helping us. So that's what she took away. My daughter, I think she just loved everything and she loved the people, but I didn't get a chance to talk to her afterwards. But my takeaway was the leadership. Mary, we appreciated you so much. We appreciated everyone there. Albert Bosch was there. What an inspiration. We are so blessed to have him. And George and Chris, Sherry, Chris, and the leadership and what they're giving us. I've been in many companies. I tell you, this is an amazing company, and I can't wait till 2020. But I'm going to do my three today, and I thank you for that suggestion. And I can't we have to help as many people as we can. Thank you all for all of your help.
Thank you so much, Jane. We really appreciate your call.
Wow, what a beautiful way to start
the
week. We do have another caller. I'm going to go ahead and bring on area code. Let's see if it's going to work here. Okay, here we go. Area code 419. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, I heard the beep, so I must be live. This is Nick Delamati in Lima, Ohio. And another thing I wanted to point out, too, for energy, I always like it when people say their age. So I'm 49. And I just wanted to call in a testimonial when you're talking about energy, that I do full-time IT support. So I work Monday through Friday, basically 8 to 5. But also, I do, for the last 4 years, I've done side jobs and, you know, doing tech support, kind of like an Uber for tech support. But my testimonials, since I've had my Beamer for a year, the last thing I did, 10 days before Black Friday, I had four different days where I worked after work from 5 to about midnight in different cities. So I travel, do a tech support job, their internet's down, their phone system's down, whatever. So I'm working 8 a.m. to almost midnight, driving home over an hour from my house, and I never feel tired. So I have that energy to do those jobs, and also you have to concentrate and then drive home safely. So I did that four times in a 10-day period before Black Friday. So I just wanted to give my comment that it's huge for my energy. And I'm a steady energy.
Nick, that's a lot of energy.
So, yeah, it's great for me. Because I work at a chemical plant, and we had a guy that not too long ago, he worked a 12-hour shift, was driving only 20 minutes to get home, got an accident, and died. So it's important to drive safely and be alert. That's the most dangerous thing you can do. So, yeah, I just want to give my testimonial for that.
Thank you, Nick. And I just want to piggyback off that, too, because when most people are tired, especially truck drivers or drivers, and what is the first thing we pick up? Usually coffee, Red Bull, Monsters, you know, stimulants, things to keep you up. So just know, as we're using the Beamer energy, we're using frequency. we're not putting any more chemicals into our bodies anymore to wake us up. It's really our cells that's waking up. So we're doing it naturally, and we're doing it consistently. And that kind of energy is like pure energy. So thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. Mary, do we have one more caller on the line?
We do not, but I just remembered an announcement that I failed to tell you guys about. Put on your schedule next week, December 18th on Wednesday, is the National Distributors Call with the Beamer National Directors, George and Chris Varonis. The regionals just had a three-day meeting in Carlsbad, and I believe that they're going to be having some really nice announcements on that call of things to come and that are coming down the pike. So I just want everybody to be aware of that. I know we're full into the holiday season, but December 18th on Wednesday, I think it's going to be a good one for you to set aside and give that time to listen to the Baronesses. So other than that, that's the last announcement that I have, and we do not have anyone else in the queue. If anyone wants to say anything other than that, Peter, I'm going to let you go ahead and end the show.
Well, thank you so much, Mary, and thank you, everyone, for calling in, and thank you, everyone, for just being here this morning. It's a beautiful week. It's a beautiful day already. I hope we motivated you this morning with some really good brain for your food. Just go out there and live the simple BLD life. And next week, okay, like I said, we're going down to the last 2 weeks towards Christmas. Go and write down what you're reflecting on and use that to motivate you, okay? 2020 is right around the corner. We love you all. I look forward to meeting everyone next year at the Dallas Convention with a brand new body, brand new mind, brand new energy. And we look forward to seeing or hearing from you next week. Have an amazing week, everyone, and talk to you all soon. Bye now from California.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health. Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.